And Des Cahill has arrived again with the sports news.
Yeah, good morning. We're starting with last night's football, and Liverpool easily beat Everton 5-2 in the Merseyside derby. Divock Origi scored twice as Liverpool won their 14th game in 15 league matches. They maintained their 8-point lead over Leicester at the top of the Premier League, 11 points clear of Manchester City. The defeat sees Everton slip into the bottom three, creating stronger speculation that their manager Marco Silva is on the brink of losing his job. Leicester City continue to impress. Jamie Vardy scored for the 7th league game in a row as they beat Watford 2-0. Jose Mourinho returned to Old Trafford, but Manchester United beat his Tottenham Hotspur team 2-1. Marcus Rashford scored twice either side of a Dele Alli equaliser. United move up to 6th in the table. Here's the two managers. First, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
3 points, massive for us, because we know we've had six draws this season, too many. We've been in a winning position in all of them.
In the second half, we should and we could, and I was certain that we would improve, is when you concede that goal, and that goal gave United the confidence to play the second half.
Tammy Abraham scored a goal and set up another on his return from injury as Chelsea beat Aston Villa 2-1. Southampton won 2-1 at home to Norwich, and Wolves were 2-0 winners over West Ham. In Scotland, Scott Brown's dramatic injury time goal gave Celtic a 2-1 win over Hamilton and moves the Hoops 2 points clear of Rangers at the top of the Premiership. Rangers failed to convert dominance into points as Aberdeen came from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 at Pittodrie. Off the field, the FAI has delayed the announcement of its annual accounts by a day. The association's board decided to reschedule to facilitate the signing off of the accounts today, so the full board is now due to attend a press conference at noon tomorrow. This follows news that mobile operator 3 Ireland will not renew its sponsorship of the FAI when their current deal ends in July. On to swimming now, and a brilliant performance from Mona McSharry of Sligo, the junior world champion who won bronze medal in the women's 50 metres breaststroke on day one of the European Short Course Championships in Glasgow. A great final leg saw her set a new Irish record of 29.87 seconds. And despite her world junior title, Mona told John Kenny to win at senior level is very special.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, like, World Juniors is such an amazing title to have, but I'm so ready to move on to, you know, greater things. And yeah, here we are winning at senior level, which is something I've always wanted to do. And I think it means so much to get it now, eventually.
Yeah. And when you consider that you had bouts of glandular fever this year, you went well, you missed a lot of the season, to come back and to win a bronze medal, you must be absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, I'm so happy, you know. Yeah, definitely, you know, the start of this year, did I think I would be winning a medal at the end of the year? Probably not. But it just shows, you know, hard work, dedication, and it'll get you there.
Yeah, well done, Mona. She's in action again today. Now, perhaps the biggest talking point in the GAA's 32 recommendations from the Fixtures Review Task Force is that the National League could be switched to the summer and the provincial format moved to February-March, with the league results determining a pathway to the All-Ireland Football quarterfinals. It's one of two options for the Football Championship. The other involves creating 4 provincial groups of 8 teams, as Fergal McGill explained to Brian Carthy.
The first is one that would have 8 counties in each province, if you like, or 8 counties in each provincial championship. And that would involve 3 counties from Leinster playing in another province and 1 from Ulster playing in another province. But again, you know, if you want to start generating competitions of with even numbers in them and so on, which makes it much easier to plan fixtures, those are the kind of sacrifices that are going to have to be made.
Would you get a sense that people might favour that from the provinces affected?
I think a lot of the submissions that we received from ordinary people, ordinary club members, the man on the street, if you like, they certainly would favour it. It will be a challenge for counties, there's no doubt about that. We haven't specified how you would decide which counties go into a new province. And that's deliberate on our behalf, because we want to see, do people like this in principle as an idea? If they do, well, then we'll sit down and we'll start working out how you would decide on an annual basis which counties go into which groupings and so on.
And the second recommendation then would see the repositioning of the Allianz Football League to the summer months. That would be a basis for the championship.
Yeah, again, this is something that very much came from the submissions we received, and where people felt that the league is the GAA's strongest competition, if you like, at inter-county level, and that by putting the league into the summer, that you would be achieving a consistency of games and regularity of games, and that it would be much easier to plan club programmes around that. So that's why we've put that forward as an alternative option.
That's Fergal McGill. The task force also recommends that no county should have more than 16 teams in their senior and intermediate championships. With racing today, depths of December, so it's an early start. The first race is at 11:40.